Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Pesachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afayin Drozivik Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And the Mishnah says, Arvi Pesachim Samuch L'Mincha Lo Yechal Adamat Shetachshach. Erev Pesach, near Mincha time, a person should not eat until it gets dark. Now what does it mean near Mincha time? So we know there's two different Minchas during the day. There's Mincha Gedoyla and Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedoyla is shortly after Chatzos, shortly after midday. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So when the Mishnah says that near Mincha time, Erev Pesach, a person shouldn't be eating, that's referring to Mincha Ketana, which means a half hour before Mincha Ketana, a person shouldn't eat anything until it gets dark. He has to wait for the Seder to eat. Now another halacha, the Mishnah tells us, Afilu Anisha B'Yisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad Sheyasev. Even a poor Yid is not allowed to eat until he leans. We know that we have a Chiyuv of Haseba, of reclining or leaning Seder night. And a poor person is someone who usually doesn't lean. He might not even have a couch to recline on. But still, Seder night, every person has to act like a free man, so even a poor person has to make sure that he reclines. Another halacha regarding someone who's poor, they're not allowed to give him less than 4 cups of wine. This is even from the Tamchoy. This is referring to the Gabay Tzedakah. When they give out Tzedakah Erev Pesach, they have to make sure that every single person, even the poorest of the poor, has to have 4 cups of wine for Seder night. We know that the 4 cups of wine correspond to the 4 shinus of Geula, and every single person has to have these 4 cups of wine. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, they mix or they pour the first cup of wine for him. The reason why we use the lashon of mazgu, of mixing a cup of wine, is because their wine was very strong back in the day, and so it has to be diluted with water. So this first cup of wine was poured for him, and this is obviously going to be for Kiddush, Lel Seder. Beishamai says, first he makes a bracha on the day, then he makes a bracha on the wine. We know that Kiddush has 2 brachas. We have the bracha of Kiddush, which is being Mekadesh the day, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and then we have the bracha Hagafen on the wine. So Beishamai says that we first make a bracha on the day, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and then we say Bar Pri Hagafen. Why is that? Because the day became Kaddish first before we had the wine. Ubeisil Ayrim, however, Beisil argues, and they say, first we make a bracha on the wine, first we make a agafen, then we make a bracha on the day. That's because if we didn't have wine, we wouldn't be making Kiddush. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to talk about the Seder. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.